Sunday, Giants and Chargers, MetLife Stadium. Time to put item number three up on the board. As always, we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And coach, over the last 2 weeks, you guys are averaging 327 yards a game passing, which leads the National Football League. What are some of the positives you take into this week's game?
Well, it always starts with pass protection up front. The line's been doing a better job keeping Eli clean, give him a nice deep and wide pocket to throw in. The receivers are doing an excellent job in tight ends and being very precise on what they're doing on the perimeter, and Eli's been on time and on location with the ball.
Coach, you got some pretty good production late in the game in the run when you needed to get something. Is that something that will help balance out the first quarter, maybe discrepancies in how you're scoring or your attack?
Well, what you saw late in the ball game was we had more attempts at the plate and had a chance to wear on the defense a little bit. There were a lighter defense there. They were fast, but we had a chance to have our big guys come downhill at the end of the ball game, and we thought we were going to have a chance to wear them out there in the end. We came up just short, but we did make some progress.
Coach, two teams that meet on Sunday, the Giants and Chargers, kind of mirror each other in the situations of, you know, being able to run the ball, stop the run. Both teams have struggled in those areas, and you both have lost some really close ball games. When you look at the matchup, what are some of the things that jump out at you that they do really well?
Well, they have a lot of size on their perimeter, on the offensive side of the ball. They do a good job. You know, Rivers does an excellent job getting the ball to those guys. They all seem like they're 6'5" over there playing, whether they're tight ends or receivers. Very talented there. They have some quick backs they can get the ball to out of the backfield as well. And also, on the other side of the ball, you see their defensive ends. Their defensive ends, Ingram and Bosa, are very talented players. They're bookends for the defense. Their cover three system really feeds off of them getting pressure on the quarterback. And you see that throughout their game.
So, Coach, I saw you earlier this week. You said, don't blink, don't flinch. And there's a lot going on. Obviously, with 0-2, you invite a lot of criticism, that type of record. Mm-hmm. What has been the message? Circling the wagons with the guys, obviously the outside doesn't matter, but have you given the team that same message, don't blink, don't flinch?
Yeah, adversity introduces a man to himself. We have talented men of integrity in the locker room. We say it all the time. We come up in close games just short the last 2 weeks on the last play of the ball game. That's tough. That hurts, and it's supposed to hurt. And, you know, my message to the guys was, you know, don't flinch. Set your jaw, let's get to work. And the worst thing that can happen is you become numb to these losses. Make sure they still hurt. You still got to feel it. And, you know, stay emotional, stay into it, and pick each other up.
Are there little things that you can do during the week to kind of reinforce that?
Yeah, we talk about it each and every day. On Thursdays, I have an assistant coach speak to the team. Coach Johnson, our running back coach, spoke to the team this morning. Had a very powerful message for him. And, you know, help get them going today. Today is a tough day of work for our guys. We have pads on. We're on the field for a long time. And he helped get us off to a nice start here Thursday.
Attention to detail in terms of tackling. It's not – you didn't graduate all seniors and brought back freshmen. So the fundamentals are there because you were tops in the league stopping the run. Is it just the little things that these guys have to focus on?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about tackling over the last couple of weeks, and we really worked on it. We spent a lot of time doing gator roll tackling. Each guy got a handful of reps. We split the groups up so we could get a high number of reps in a short amount of time where we had to go to the ground and roll up. And then we had our thud periods today, offense versus defense, and had the defense making sure they were coming up, putting their pads on the backs, and making sure they're hitting on the rise and wrapping up. And then releasing the back. Sometimes we went to the ground, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, make sure that we're getting to practice. And when you're emphasizing something, you got to emphasize it. It can't just be lip service. You have to go out. You have to do it. You have to work it. You have to walk it. It's not just talking it. It's walking it.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
That's New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo.